Okay, welcome everybody. It's 1 minute past, so we'll get started here. SWAT traffic seminar for the 21st of October, 2009. It's a beautiful, wonderful fall evening outside, and I'm going to be driving for 5 hours tonight to go see my son this weekend, so I'm pretty pumped about that. Got a few things I'm going to touch on tonight, just before we get started. Me and Mr. Marks were going back and forth about this new idea that that sprung up this week in the Net Marketing Forum and the Owners Forum, where we're going to be trying to get Traffic Exchange owners together to create some kind of charity splash page. But we're going to pick a charity every month and rotate it. More on that in a bit. That's just kind of the idea that we were talking about just before the seminar started. So I want to touch on that later. But I gotta give kudos to Mr. Tony Tezak tonight. Tony had his seminar at Tezak Traffic Power earlier, and it was funny because I think it was Philip. Philip's in the room too, and I think he brought up the question. He said, there seems to be a lot of stuff to learn and stuff. And me and Tony were like, well, it's been 10 years since me and both John and myself have been involved in the traffic exchanges, and we learn new stuff every day. And this goes back to Tony doing this years ago, and what Tony did was he stuck out from the crowd more than anybody else in this business by putting his face, name, and phone number on every splash page that he created. And here goes to show you the importance of going to these seminars, attending these things like you guys are doing tonight, but also always be learning. That thing that Tony has been doing since 2002, 2003, or even sooner, I said, you know what, that's a good idea. I'm going to start putting my cell phone number on all my splash pages. And what I'm going to do, and I'm going to attempt to see what this does for my signups and my conversion rates on my splash and squeeze pages. I put my cell phone number on my Hit Exchange News ones, basically giving my cell phone number out there and saying, hey, you want to chit-chat about traffic exchanges, give me a ring. And I think that will create a better community, breaking the ice, trust with potential clients. And this goes to show you that you have to think what everybody else isn't going to do. And 99% of the people won't put their cell phone number on their splash pages. So do things that your competition won't be doing. Use audio, use video, take a video of yourself. Look at Tim Linden's splash pages that he does for his blog and squeeze pages. He uses video, personalized video that uses humor. It's very personal. It's, this is not trying to be warm and fuzzy, Tim, but it's very warm. It's inviting. It makes you want to, sign up. So he knows, like Tim knows, because Tim's a really good advertiser in these programs. He knows that 99% of the people won't do that to build their list. So he does it. So this is the message that I wanted to stress tonight. And I also want to talk about splash banners and text ads and stuff like that, the unsung hero of the industry. But the theme for tonight is doing things that your competition won't be doing. And some of the techniques that I use, that Tim uses, that Tony uses, that Jerry uses, that all the people that get really good results from the traffic exchanges are doing. So couple examples, like I just said, the putting the cell phone on all my splash pages and inviting people to call. That's something that your competition won't do. Tim does his videos. That's something he knows a lot of people won't do. What are some other aspects of it? I'll get people thinking about that and opening it up for discussion. Some techniques, some strategies, some ways to promote yourself and your splash page and squeeze page that your competition won't do. And yes, it's about stepping outside of the comfort zone, stepping outside of the sitting behind the computer and not, being seen, because that's the easy way. The easy way is just to promote an affiliate link, but we know affiliate links don't work. We need to do stuff differently. We need to do stuff that everybody isn't doing. So I'll get off the mic here. I'll see if Tim or Tony or Sonny or anybody wants to grab the mic and share some examples maybe of how to stick out from the crowd and do things a little bit differently than your competition won't be.
You know, and let it be something even outrageous. Look at Steve and his quacking, singing, whatever, duck and horses and whatever it is. That's out of the norm. Come up with an idea like that. Like, think outside the boundaries.
Oh, that's a great example. And I just saw Steve sign in, so perfect. Yeah, that's where I want. And if anybody surfed the traffic exchanges, they'll know that Mr. Ayling has a fetish for little plastic ducks and the quack quack pages. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's annoying, but guess what? It works. And it's his best converting splash page, and there's a reason why he's putting that. He's doing things differently. What does a duck have to do with traffic at the races that has the whole brand of horse racing? What does a duck have to do with it? Absolutely nothing. But Steve has done such a good job of branding that duck to his program that, you know, look at, he's called the Duckman. I mean, that's why he's in the earth as Steve Ayling, and then Duckman as his username. So it's just, again, no one else is doing that. Steve does it, runs with it, it's working for him. I'll give another example. Sonny's in here. Sonny has created an entire brand of all about, quote-unquote, all about ebooks. Now, you know, sitting there and saying, okay, writing an ebook is not, you know, everybody does that. Not everybody, but you know what I mean. But what Sonny's done is what's unique. She doesn't just pick one topic and run with it. Sonny will pick a different topic and write it. So she is, while everybody's sitting there going, well, you know, I don't want to write it because I'm too lazy. And guess what? Mr. Olson sitting here talking is the laziest guy here. I've got 3 ebooks that are supposed to be written that haven't been written yet because I'm lazy. Sonny knows this, not John, but Sonny knows that a ton of people will be lazy and won't do that work and won't pick different topics and write about that. What does she do? She writes about different topics. Again, knowing that her competition won't do that, she's taking the bull by the horns and making it happen. There's another example of doing things your competition won't. I'm just going to run down the list of people here. Derek Blandford's in the room. Okay. There's Tim Linden, who has his blog. It's, you know, one of the best blogs on the planet about traffic exchanges. There's John Olson, who has Hit Exchange News. It's been around forever. But what did Derek do? Derek created a newsletter that focuses on traffic exchanges but segmented the list. What does he talk about? What he knows. Splash pages. He has focused his energy on talking and discussing and promoting the splash page culture and how to build a business with splash pages in the traffic exchanges. Again, stuff that is out there. We know splash pages work. I talk about them every day in all my training and blogs and stuff. Derek took the bull by the horns and created his own newsletter and blog about splash pages. Again, sticking out from the crowd, doing stuff your competition isn't going to do. I hope I got the creative juices flowing here for people. Just, I mean, the big thing again is doing things differently. Which brings me to kind of like the next topic that I wanted to touch on, which falls along with this topic, so it's not really a next topic. But it's the blog post I did today about splash banners, quote-unquote, and using text ads. The concept of splash banners is essentially the same idea as a splash page, just with banners. Banners and text ads are highly, highly underused in the traffic exchanges. We're so concerned about squeeze pages, splash pages, we forget that we're also earning banner impressions and text ads. So splash banner creation follows the same kind of model as splash pages when I create them. I use the whole ACA thing, grab attention, create curiosity, and then have a call to action. So with my splash pages, my splash banners, that's what I try to do. Just stick out. You know, everybody can say, make $1 million here, click here for more information. I mean, that's a generic banner that, you know, who cares? You know, text ad, make lots of money here, click here. Like, you know, who cares? Everybody and their mother does that. So stick out. The whole John Olson sucks campaign, I mean, if you've surfed the traffic exchanges, you've seen me tear myself down. and say John Olsen sucks, John Olsen is this. Why? Not that I'm saying I'm a bad guy, it's just getting people to stop and look. So two things happen. One, I might get a click-through, what we're all after, but the second thing is that it promotes me, gets my name out there in front of people. Do the same thing with banners. I got this banner that promotes I Love Hits. It's got the I Love Hits logo, and then it starts showing up all the time. I'm not necessarily trying to get you to click through. It'd be great if you did. What I'm trying to do is get you to remember I Love Hits, SWAT traffic, and the like. So this is a way to get your name out there, get your brand out there, by using two tools that you have, that you earn credits. When you're surfing, you're earning these already. So, you know, definitely get into the habit of using banners, text ads, along with your splash pages to create your campaigns and do things, again, that other people aren't doing. Be creative. Don't just say, make lots of money here, click here. That doesn't work. That's boring. No one cares about it. You want to be creative. You want to stick out. Jerry, it's on the, the I Love Hits. I'll type it out here. It's the I Love Hits and SWAT blog that I put it on. And yeah, there's Derek's link is the splash, not the splashpagereporter.com. That is definitely the best newsletter out there for splash page techniques and tricks and hints and cool stuff like that. Again, you know, going back to what we're talking about, sticking out, doing things that other people aren't. So I hope that gives you guys and gals a few ideas. Just the importance of sticking out, the importance of using the banners, because, again, that's a wasted resource, I think, a lot of the times. Doing things that your competition won't be doing. That's the trick to this. Because everybody's going to get an affiliate link. Everybody's going to get a banner to promote. Everybody's going to get these tools in the affiliate toolboxes of various affiliate programs. Everybody's going to get that stuff. How will you differentiate yourself from the thousands of other affiliates out there? The way you do that, doing things that they won't do.